With more reaction to the State of the Union now, we're joined at this moment by Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern of Worcester. Good morning, Congressman, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Well, happy to be with you.
You know, as President Trump entered the chamber last night, I saw that he reached out and shook your hand. I'm wondering if you felt the unity that the president later expressed in his speech last night.
Well, not really, to be honest with you. It was kind of frustrating to listen to the speech as this president talked about the need for unity when for the last 2 years, he's been responsible for the divisiveness and the polarization in our politics. You know, he gave this speech last night in the immediate aftermath of him shutting down the government for over a month and disrupting the lives of, you know, over a million people in this country. So, you know, look, at actions speak louder than words. And, and his actions, especially over the last 2 years, have made me a skeptic.
At one part in the speech last night, the president said he wanted to create a new standard of living for American people to make us more prosperous than ever before as he addressed the economy. What was missing from the president's agenda to achieve that? And what instead would you like to see happen?
Well, you know, he said that, my initial question was, where's the beef? I mean, the fact of the matter is that we have a lot of people working in this country who earn so little, they're still on government assistance. Many of them have to take advantage of the SNAP program to put food on their table. If he was serious about raising the standard of living for people, I mean, he would be talking about, you know, increasing the federal minimum wage. He'd be talking about investing in a major infrastructure bill that would not only rebuild our roads and our bridges and our aging infrastructure, but he talked about dealing with the climate crisis that confronts not only the United States and the world. I mean, there are opportunities to combating climate change. In addition to saving the planet, you can actually create millions and millions of jobs that pay a decent wage. So, you know, saying things like, you know, I think, you know, we want a more prosperous America. Those are nice things to say. But again, his policies over the last 2 years kind of defy that. And I didn't hear any there. In the speech last night about what he would do that would make things different.
You know, the president pretty much said last night that if you as Democrats want progress on issues, Democrats cannot go forward with endless partisan investigations, as he described it. I'm wondering, as chair of one of the most powerful committees in the House, the Rules Committee, how did you take that? Did you take that as a threat?
Well, I thought it was a strange thing to say in the State of the Union address. I mean, it was very Nixonian. But the bottom line is this. I mean, this Russia investigation, it's not a Democratic investigation. A Republican attorney general appointed a special prosecutor, Bob Mueller, who's also a Republican, to look into Russia's interference in our election. I mean, an adversary attacked our democracy. When he talked about additional investigations, I mean, one of the things that the Democratic majority is going to do in the House is its job, and that means proper oversight. Not just in terms of Russia's involvement in our election, but in terms of potential wrongdoing by people in his administration, you know, and even by the president himself. So, you know, nobody is above the law, even though the president thinks he is, but nobody is above the law. And if there are, and we're going to do our job, we're going to do proper oversight. And we would do that whether it's a Republican in the White House or a Democrat. That's Congress's job.
Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
All the best.